Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3371BN. Today's date is June 5th, 2024, and the title of the episode is World War III Has Begun, Next Phase of the Awakening, Swamp the Vote, Moves, and Counter Moves. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters. It seems that Trump is making moves and counter moves to actually trap the deep state into where he wants them to go. And think about what the people have seen from the very, very beginning. They've seen how the deep state runs, how they're trying to destroy the country, how they're going to destroy the country in the end with war. And I do believe Trump, he needs the people to wake up. He needs the people to see all this. And what Trump is doing right now, and I don't mean him alone, he is actually exaggerating everything, so you must see it. Even if you don't believe, if you're one of those people that are out there that say, no, this can't be true, it's what you're seeing is so outrageous, so exaggerated that you can't look away. I mean, think about the border. Millions and millions of people coming into the border, and the cities are having major, major problems. This has been exaggerated. Remember, this is still their 16-year plan, but he needed really for them to actually go all out and do this. And he needed this to be exaggerated so the people could actually see it. That's what wakes the people up. When people see the economy falling apart and they see that the Biden administration has been lying to them, well, the people know. And again, with the inflation, with the fuel prices, with everything that's happening, it has been exaggerating. Actually, this is going to get worse as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, because I do believe we are now in the next phase of the awakening. And the next phase of the awakening, with everything else that people have seen, and those people that are still not awake, they're going to experience something that is very, very exaggerated. A crashing economy, number one, and World War III. This is going to be exaggerated to a point where people cannot unsee it. Because when war is on your doorstep, when you're approaching nuclear war and the country is being attacked, you can't unsee it, especially when the deep state players, those people that are trying to destroy our country and destroy the rest of the world, when you hear the draft, especially the young generation, when they hear draft, this is going to scare the living daylights out of them. And everyone looking at the Biden administration, or if Michelle Obama comes into the picture, the people aren't going to go along with this, especially with the evidence pouring out against the Obamas. So this next phase of the awakening is going to wake up a lot of people. And I do believe it's going to be a lot of the D's, a lot of the independents, a lot of the Republicans. They already see, yes, the way to go is with Trump. This is the guy that's going to bring this country back to the way it was, back to a place where people can live free, a place where there's no crime, a place where everyone can thrive. The D's, on the other hand, well, they're still trapped in looking for someone. They've lost all hope in Biden. Yes, you might have a couple of people out there, but again, this is going to get worse and worse as time goes on. And they're now lost, and they're going to be looking for someone to step in. Now, I do believe the Obamas, they believe that they are going to be the people, and I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they already knew the playbook. They already knew that they were going to do this because in the very, very beginning, they never wanted Biden. And this is why Trump down in Texas mentioned, oh, the 25th Amendment's not going to affect me, it's going to affect Biden. And he said multiple times in interviews that Biden will most likely not make it to the election. So I do believe the Obamas, they made it so there's no hope, and there's no hope in Biden, and he's not even worth voting for. But the D's, they still can't vote for Trump because they don't like him. So those people, they're trapped, and they have nowhere to go. And I do believe the Obamas believe that they're going to step in and get these people on their side. And maybe other people that might have been leading to Trump, they might come over to Obama. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they set this up to trap the Obamas. Just like Biden's criminal activities was exposed to the people of this country and everything that he was doing, which was exposed to the people of this country, the same thing is going to happen to Obamas. You're going to see certain emails, certain documents that they were behind certain things. And yes, it will be leaked out. It'll be dripped out slowly but surely. And people will start to learn this while war is ramping up, while the economy is crashing. Now, remember, Biden was the VP under Obama. They're part of the same party. Yes, they can make an excuse that we could do better. But again, you had the D's running everything for 2 years. And the people saw that, hey, there was nothing that was done. Everything that they said they were going to do, it didn't work because they lied to the people. And with war building up, and by the way, World War III has just begun out in Ukraine and Russia, because now we're firing U.S. weapons. The Ukrainians are firing U.S. weapons into Russia. So this is the beginning of it all. Now, again, this is about the 2024 election. This is about showing the deep state players and showing the people of this country that we are in control and we're taking back control. And I do believe Trump right now, he's forcing the deep state players down a path where they're going to realize that they can't cheat. Now, remember, they cheat with what? With ballots. They take ballots, they shove it into the machines, and they keep running them over and over and over to get the votes. They really don't have the votes. They just have the ballots. And the only way to do this is they need to control the polling centers, and they need people to vote early. They need the mail-in ballots. Now, if you look, Trump, he started a new initiative called Swamp the Vote. Vote early. Absentee ballots. He is now countering their cheating tactics. So if the D's are doing it, so are the Republicans. They're going to do it. And what they're going to find out is that their cheating mechanism doesn't work. Remember, in the past, we had McConnell, we had Ronna McDaniel, we had the rest, the rhinos. They wouldn't counter what the D's were doing. They had agreements. It's a uniparty. Now we have an outsider saying, no, we're going to swamp the vote and we're going to do what they're doing. We're going to harvest. We're going to do everything. So are they going to be able to use the cheating system that they have in place? No, they will not be able to do this. This is moves and counter moves. So what does the deep state do next? I do believe the next part is to actually get rid of their cheating system, get rid of the election infrastructure so we can't have an election. And I do believe Trump is going to force them to actually get rid or destroy their own election infrastructure. Now, of course, they're going to make the case that we can't have elections because we don't have these systems to run the ballots through. And I do believe that's where Trump wants them. Because remember, back in 2016, they had a cheating system in place. Trump, the military, what did they do? They went around it. They used the Electoral College. They knew the system was rigged. They knew they had a cheating system in place. Now, what are they going to do? Well, they know there's a cheating system in place. Trump and the military, they've been monitoring all of this. So they already know. And since 2020, there was an overthrow of the United States government. They definitely know how they did it. So if you know how they did it, you counter everything that they're doing, and you make an election that they can't rig. So let's see, 2016, they weren't able to rig the election. 2024, they won't be able to rig the election. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump now is pushing with Swamp the Vote, and he's continually saying that let's make it too big to rig, because he wants to force the deep state players into a place where we use a system that they don't control, and that is paper. And a foreign adversary cannot manipulate anything. They can't do anything because it's not hooked up to anything, because it's paper. We're counting it by hand. And we need people to guard the elections. Those people that must remember their oath. Those people that have sworn allegiance to the Constitution. Those individuals must guard the election. I do believe in the end, what Trump wants to show the deep state players is, look, I got the people. Look how many electoral votes I got. Look how many popular votes I got. I got it all. And we caught you all. And now the people have messaged me by voting for me that we are now going after you. The hunters are going to become the hunted. And that's when everything is going to change. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this and a lot more about what's happening out in Ukraine with Russia and how the cyber attack narrative is starting to build up right now. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Hunter Biden, because this is very interesting. And we can see the Bidens right now, I do believe they are trying to manipulate the jury and actually put pressure on the jury and actually put pressure on Haley Biden to actually do what they want. Now, remember, I do believe this was put into place to show people that there wasn't a two-tier justice system. I also believe that Obama allowed this to happen because he's trying to force Biden out. And I do believe this is pressure on the Bidens to step down on their own. But when you look at this, you could see that the prosecutors right now, they revealed to the jury that Hunter Biden didn't just sleep with his late brother Beau's wife, Haley. He also got her hooked on crack. Haley is set to testify in this case, and mysteriously, Joe Biden visited her a few days ago. Now, remember, on the anniversary of Beau's death, Joe Biden never visited her before, only this time. DC Gianino responded to this and said, Joe Biden can visit witnesses in his son's trial to intimidate them, but Trump gets a gag ordered and can't call a rigged trial rigged. Got it. And what we've come to find out that during this trial is that the laptop now, Hunter Biden's laptop, it's official. It's his. So they lied to the people. Hey, this isn't the first time they lied, and it won't be the last time they lied. Miranda Devine put this out and said the following. It's official. Hunter Biden's laptop from hell is Government Exhibit 16 at the first son's gun trial in Delaware. The silver MacBook Pro covered in a plastic wrapper was first publicly cited today at 2:10 p.m. when it was carried across the courtroom by prosecutors. Derek Hines to his first witness, FBI Special Agent Eric Jensen, who confirmed it was Hunter Biden's laptop from the serial number on the back that corresponds to his cloud identity. She said that the laptop was obtained by the FBI with a subpoena from the Mac shop in Wilmington, where it had been abandoned by Hunter. She said that the investigators corroborated content on the laptop with content in Hunter's iCloud that they obtained from Apple with a subpoena. Hines then proceeded to go through WhatsApp and text messages and images and documents from the laptop and iCloud with Jensen to make his case that Hunter was using drugs before, during, and after the period that he bought and possessed the handgun after allegedly signing a background check form on October 12, 2018, saying he was not a drug user. His then lover, Haley Biden, later threw the gun in a trash can. The jury kept unsmiling focus throughout the evidence, which showed Hunter spending $50,000 a month in ATM withdrawals during that period in organizing alleged purchases of crack cocaine. Hunter's disembodied voice filled the courtroom periodically as prosecutors played audiobook extracts from his memoir, and he remained impassive behind a pair of salmon pink reading glasses. Haley Biden will be a witness by the end of this week or next after Hunter's ex-wife Kathleen Buell and ex-lover Zoe Kesten. It is 3 years and 8 months since New York Post broke the story of laptop from hell that was censored by big tech. A few days later, in October 2020, the Dirty 51 ex-intelligence officials, mostly CIA, lied it was Russian disinformation, and then presidential candidate Joe Biden lied that it was a Russian plant. So everyone lied. It is now proven it is his serial number. They match it to his iCloud, and it is his laptop. And remember, all of these fake news outlets, they lied to the American people. CNN lied, New York Times lied, Leslie Stahl, when she was interviewing Trump, when Trump said, no, this is Hunter Biden's laptop, she said there's no proof of it whatsoever. He said, absolutely, there's proof. Joe Biden lied. He said there's overwhelming evidence from the intelligence community that it's Russian disinformation. And all of these people down the line lied to the American people, and they lied before the elections. They knowingly knew that this was Hunter Biden's laptop. And they lied to the people once again. And you could see that Joe Biden right now and Jill Biden, they're trying to influence the jury. So think about this. How are they influencing the jury? Well, it's very unusual for Jill to be there for jury selection. She, as First Lady, represents the White House. It was inappropriate. The presence of Joe and Jill was to influence the jury. That's why they were there. And from a pool of 250 prospective jurors, 12 jurors and four alternates were chosen on Monday. The jurors chosen included a former Secret Service employee, several with family members or close friends with histories of substance abuse, and one man who said he was an acquaintance with the First Lady, and he had met Joe Biden at several events. Well, this is an unbiased jury. Do you see what's happening here? What are people going to experience? They're going to experience the two-tier justice system. They're going to see what happened to Trump, and they're going to see what happened to Hunter Biden. And remember, everything they tried to do to Trump completely and utterly backfired on them. Now, James Comer, he decided with the GOP oversight, Judiciary GOP, and Ways and Means GOP, they are now sending criminal referrals to DOJ today recommending Hunter and James Biden be charged with perjury and making false statements to Congress about key aspects of the impeachment inquiry of President Joe Biden. So once again, there's a lot of pressure on Biden right now. And I do believe Obama's, they want him to step down on his own. And they'll keep the pressure up. They'll keep putting information out about him because they want him removed one way or another. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we've come to find out that the DOJ, which we knew yesterday and a couple days ago, that they don't want to release the audio tape. They actually put it in a safe place so nobody can hear it. And the DOJ is now claiming that there's only minor differences between the altered Biden transcript. So number one, they admitted they altered the transcripts. Number two, if there's just minor changes, what's the big deal? Let us hear the audio tapes. Well, that should tell you everything you need to know. Because if there are only minor differences, then the release of the tapes wouldn't be that big of a deal, would they? They would just show that they removed the the stuttering and everything else. There must be something bigger. And since they're not releasing them, that means there's a huge difference between the transcript and the tapes. And by the way, it's the cover-up that always gets you in the end. The cover-up always makes you look guilty, and actually you are guilty when you do something like this. So again, this is going to backfire on them like we've never seen. I do believe in the end, when Biden, if he decides he's not going to step down, I do believe eventually what they'll do, and think about what's on the audio tapes, and think about why they don't want to release it, they will use them to push the 25th Amendment. Because you know there's not just minor differences. There's huge differences, and it's going to show that he cannot be the resident. I do believe Obama will make that call in the end. He will instruct the entire criminal syndicate, nope, it's time to take him out. We need to take him out. And you know something? We're going to have to release those audio tapes. We're going to have to let the public hear who he really is and how incapacitated he really is, and that he can't function as the resident. And that will make the case to remove him with the 25th Amendment. Now, that's if Joe Biden doesn't step down on his own. And you can see they're saving it for that moment. They don't want to do it too early. They're waiting. First, he has to be the nominee. So they got to wait for that point in time. So they will hold them until they are actually needed. And remember, Trump with the Patriots, they know the playbook. I do believe Trump, in the end, who does he want front and center? I do believe he wants the Obamas front and center. And he wants them to be in focus so everyone can see who's been conducting all of this and who's treasonous to this country. And I don't even believe that he's actually a citizen of this country. And think about it, since he stepped into the White House, his entire mission was to infiltrate this country. His entire mission was to destroy the country from within. And this is what he's been trying to do since the very, very beginning. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, are going to expose that to the people. Remember, everything that they did to Trump, going after a presidential candidate, he can now do to them, or anyone else can do to them. Because now any information can be brought out against these individuals. Isn't that interesting? And let's see how this all plays out. But you can see the Biden administration, they are continually lying to the American people because, again, Biden is out there trying to convince everyone that, no, now I'm closing the border. Remember, all of this is a lie. It's because the elections are coming up and everything that he's trying to convince the people of, he's doing the actual opposite. House Homeland GOP put this out and said, the exceptions to Biden's new EO are broad enough to drive a truck through. They include any non-citizen who is permitted to enter based on the totality of the circumstances. Look at the list of circumstances. They are the same reasons as for his CBP-1, CHNV, etc. Stephen Miller responded to this and said, the media got punked. It's another open borders, fast pass entry, mass resettlement. Come on. Come all. Pro-invasion monstrosity from the invader-in-chief. Pure open borders. That's exactly what he's doing. And why would he do this? Because they need more illegals in this country. You see, he's looking at it in this way. My poll numbers are going down. I don't have the people on my side. If I'm going to cheat in the election, I need a halfway decent poll number. And if I don't have that, then I'll never be able to beat Trump in cheating. So I need to bring in as many illegals as possible because the more people I lose, I got to make up the difference. And that's why he's going to open up the borders and open them up very, very wide to let in as many people as possible. But in the end, this is going to fail and it's going to backfire on the Biden administration. And yes, there are other agendas that they're going to be using the illegals for chaos, just like we saw back in 2020 when we had the BLM riots. But this time they're going to change it up. And I do believe they're going to try to make it look like that it's the Trump supporters that are rioting. And I do believe they're going to try to use this against Trump. And this is going to fail just like everything else has failed. Now, what's very interesting is we can see that Christopher Wray, he is now testifying in front of Congress once again. And what's very interesting is that they are now bringing up the Epstein investigation, and Senator Kenny questioned Wray about the Epstein investigation. And we can see that Christopher Wray is trying to push back on this because they don't want to hand this information over. I do believe this information will be released at the right moment. And right now, this isn't the right moment. Lisa May put this out and said, I would imagine the names of those high-level people involved will have to come out before the November election. Can't happen soon enough. Drop 4620. Only those who can be controlled via blackmail or like beliefs were installed in critical leadership positions across all political and non-political control and command positions. CCP. CCP necessary to ensure protective blanket insurance. Traitors everywhere. Now think about it. If we have high-level politicians, high-level CEOs, people in Hollywood, on this list, when would you release the list? When would you put it out there? Remember, this is all about the 2024 election. This is about taking back the country. If you need to remove the installed people that are blackmailed and bribed, who went down to Epstein Island, when would you release it? Well, I would release it most likely during October. Because if you release it in June, everyone's going to forget. If you release it very close to the elections as an October surprise, what happens? Everyone starts to look and go, wait a minute. This congresswoman, this congressman, they were down in Epstein Island, this person, that person. So if you release it, you're going to call into question all these installed people. People are not going to vote for them. And then Trump on the other side, he's going to show you who he's endorsing. Well, I got this person to replace that person right there. I got this person to replace that person. and we're going to see these people replaced. And I do believe that's why they're waiting for the right moment to actually release this information. Because again, if this is all about the 2024 election, about taking back the country and removing these installed people, remember, Trump can't fire these people. They're elected individuals. They have to be removed one way or another. And why not bring out certain items that will then show the people that these people should not be in Congress. They should not be senators. They should not be representatives. They should not be there. The other swamp creatures, yes, Trump can, he can remove those people. He can actually fire those people. But the elected people, how do you remove them? How do you show the people that these people shouldn't be in these positions? Yes, you can bring up their treasonous acts, but I do believe that with the Epstein list, I think that is going to seal the deal. And I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they're going to have more than one October surprise for the deep state players. Remember, this is about getting the people to see the truth, getting the people to see the criminal syndicate, getting to see the people that have been installed in these positions and who have been bribed and blackmailed, who hurt children. Once people see this, these people, well, they won't be able to walk down the street. Actually, they won't even be able to run for re-election. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. Just like it was a complete and utter disaster for the deep state in El Salvador. Because in El Salvador, we know the deep state players, they use the MS-13 gang members in this country to do hit jobs. Who do you think Clinton's have been using? What do you think happened to Seth Rich? It was an MS-13 gang member. And since the new president came in and started to clean up everything, the deep state, they had control over this. Now, they have lost this control. And we can see the president of El Salvador, well, he's making El Salvador a very safe place. Neil Patel put this out on X and said, after just returning from Bukele's inaugural in El Salvador, it's glaring just how truly dishonest the American coverage is. Here is the essential true story of what happened in El Salvador. You will not find it in a single American corporate media outlet. It's a huge reason why they are failing. The U.S. helped screw up El Salvador and all of Central America by ousting dozens of governments when it suited our interest. As a result of these and other forces, El Salvador was left in ruins and racked by a 12-year civil war between communists and the government, followed by more than a decade of dominance by rival gangs originally from the U.S. with roots in Satanism. These gangs terrorized the small nation for more than a decade. They used torture and dismemberment and even human sacrifices as a matter of course. They brought El Salvador, the world's highest per capita murder rate. They took huge extortion payments from virtually every business, crippling the economy. All this is our business because it resulted in a huge exodus of migrants to the U.S. Under new President Bukele, virtually every gang member has been put behind bars in a brand new prison he built in only 7 months. He has the highest adult prison rate per capita in the world now. The murder rate went from a peak of 103 to 100,000 population per year, all the way down to 2.4 per 100,000 population per year. This means El Salvador went from having the highest murder rate in the world to a lower murder rate than the U.S. Once the gangs were all locked up, the economy started coming back to life. The streets are now vibrant and safe. And most importantly for us, illegal immigration to the U.S. virtually stopped. And in fact, many law-abiding Salvadorians who fled to America are returning home. The MS-13 Salvadorian gang members still in the U.S. prefer to stay in the U.S. and torture our citizens rather than return to face actual justice back home. Salvadorians rewarded Bukele for saving their country with polls showing him to be one of the world's most popular leaders with high 80s popularity. He won elections with similar numbers and now has virtually all of the legislature as well. His inaugural address celebrated the victory and committed to focus on rebuilding the economy now that the multi-decade crime problem has been fixed. His is the only solution offered to date that could actually help fix the immigration system of the U.S. Other countries are flying in to learn what he did and try to replicate it. And I do believe you're going to see the same thing here in this country. Trump, he's going to get Congress on his side, the Senate, the House, the people are going to be on his side. He's going to clean up this country. You see it now in El Salvador. You see it now in Argentina. And you're going to see it around the world. But again, we need to get there. And to get there, we need to wake the people up. Now, as we wake people up, what is the deep state going to do? They're going to try to censor everyone. Eventually, what I do believe is going to happen, we're going to have a communication blackout. And I do believe we're already starting to see signs of a communication blackout. We're starting to see signs of cell phone disruptions, signs of cyber attacks, and they're building the narrative up. Because remember, you got to show the people that there's problems. Oh, look, we have fluctuations in AT&T. Oh, we have fluctuations in the internet. We have fluctuations everywhere. Eventually, what they'll come out to say is that, hey, this entire time, they were implanting malware, and all of a sudden, we had this cyber attack that triggered everything and brought everything down. I do believe that's where they're headed, because if they can't censor the people, that's all they got. And if you look out in the EU, the EU Commission is reportedly planning an unprecedented expansion of surveillance measures of digital devices. So yes, they're going to try to monitor everyone. They're going to try to censor everyone. But eventually, it's going to be way too difficult. And it looks like they're already building the narrative for war, and that is World War III, because Ukraine, they have used U.S. weapons to strike inside Russia in recent days. The weapons were used under recently approved guidance from Biden, allowing American arms to be used to strike inside Russia for the limited purpose of defending Kharkiv. So basically, we know that Putin said if Ukraine strikes inside of Russia and Europe and the United States supplied the weapons, well, this is not going to end well. And we can see that the deep state players, they don't care at this point, because what do they need? They need war to cover up their crimes. They need a cover story. Plus, they need war to explain why the country got cyber attacked. And if the country was cyber attacked, then we can't have the elections because it hit the national infrastructure. What's part of the national infrastructure? Oh, that's right, the election systems. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're leading them down this path, because how do you have an election outside of their system? Think about it for a second. But think about what's happening out in Germany. Right now, the German people are told that they should prepare basement rooms and seek shelter just in case there's war. So go to your cellar instead of a bunker. So they're already telling the people of Germany, get prepared. They're already talking about conscription. They're already talking war. This should tell you everything you need to know. And you're going to see cyber attack stories all across the globe, because they need to build the narrative. And I do believe this is going to ramp up as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. We'll probably see a lot of cyber attack stories in the month of August going into September. And we're already starting to see this. Out in the UK, it looks like the NHS, they've declared a cyber attack. They had to cancel operations, and hackers exploited flaws in the system to seize control. TikTok says cyber attacks are targeting brands and celebrity accounts, including CNN. So the narrative is already being built right now, and you could see that they're building the narrative of cyber attacks. And it's very interesting that they're going after celebrities, they're going after the fake news, because once again, they're going to say, oh no, hackers took over our account. Oh no, they implanted that story. Oh no, they're making that up. Again, they're building the narrative. They're trying to... Let's talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. products. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getoliveone.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getoliveone.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getoliveone.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Create a cover story, but I do believe in the end, this is going to completely fail. But we could see that the cell network, that is now fluctuating. And the FCC, they put out this on X and says, we're aware of reports that consumers in multiple states are unable to make wireless calls, and we are currently investigating. So what's very interesting is we continually see this happening. So AT&T and Verizon, they were reporting outages in spots all across the U.S. At least 24 states are reporting issues. Don Shift responded to this on X and said, it's day one of World War III. The internet is pretty much down everywhere. Cell phones are down. Landline phones are spotty because they're basically internet and lines are easily cut too. Electricity is spotty. Water service to people who live near military bases is out. The Air Force is smoking on the ground. Their aircraft killed by drones in CONUS. The Navy has been hit by cruise missiles and enemy divers. Base security forces are engaged in gun battles with Chinese commandos. Martial law has been declared. You're locked. Now think about it. I mean, this is a hypothetical, but again, think about how this can play out here. Think about what you're seeing. See, they don't just do these things just to do them. They do it because they're building up to something much, much larger. And when we say scare event, you can actually see how this scare event is going to actually hit the country and hit the people. And think about it. When the country is attacked, either from within or from outside or both, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to say, we need the draft. We don't have enough people in our armed forces. And the young people are going to hear this. And the young people are going to say, well, I don't want to go to war. Actually, the families are going to say, we don't want our children to go to war. And this war is not going to be fought in some far off distant land where you don't see anything. The war, just like the Revolutionary War, will be fought here in this country, but it'll be a lot worse because there are nuclear weapons now. There is missile technology that can reach the shores of this country. So are people going to be afraid? Are the young generation, are they going to be scared? Absolutely. Now, again, this just can't be explained because no one would believe it. Just like if you go back to 2018, 2019, and you told people, by the way, there's going to be a deadly virus, and basically, the world is going to be shut down. You got to wear a mask. You won't be able to go out. You won't be able to stand next to anyone. You won't be able to see your relatives. You won't be able to go to school, work. You won't be able to do anything. And you won't be able to do it for 12 years because there'll be no vaccine. You see, yeah, you could tell people that. But how many people back in 2018, 2019 would believe you? I would say zero. So the same thing's happening right now. You can't tell people what war is. You can't tell people what to expect because it's just words. So you got to show the people what's coming. You got to show the people that we're heading towards war. And the only way to do that is to have something happen. Now, I don't mean there's going to be a nuclear bomb on a city, but there are other ways to make people believe that war is coming, just like with COVID. How do you make people believe that everyone has COVID? You put up fake numbers on the screen. You tell the hospitals, listen, we're going to give you a lot of money if you tell people died of COVID. If you notice, how come the people didn't die in the streets or in their homes? They only died in the hospital. Well, that's the only place you get paid if you die from COVID, which actually you're not really dying from COVID. You died from something else. And they just said you died from COVID so they can get the money. So yes, if they put those numbers on the screen and you hear about it every day, you believe there's a real pandemic. If you see a missile flying into this country or getting very close to this country, and you see some type of huge explosion in the ocean, will people believe? If there is some type of device in this country and it detonates where there's no people, but it detonates, would that scare the people? Yes, it would. Or if there's a device and they get to the device before it goes off, would that scare the people? Because if you have many, many days of the armed forces and everyone else trying to deactivate this nuclear weapon, would that scare the people? Absolutely. If there's a cyber attack in this country and they shut the power down and they shut down the water filtration systems and people aren't getting water and a lot of people have spotty power and they can't communicate because the cell systems are down, would that scare the people? Absolutely. So you could see how they could do this without hurting the people. And I do believe that this is controlled by Trump and the Patriots. And remember, the military took control. They don't want people harmed, but they want the deep state to push their war. And you could see how this can be done very, very easily to make you believe that we're heading towards war, that we're being attacked, that they hit our electrical grid, that they hit our water systems, they hit our communication systems. And it's very, very easy to convince the people that something's happening when it really isn't. The same thing with COVID. Now, I do believe what Trump is doing, he's turning this all around. Whatever they did to him back on 2020, he's going to do it to them. And you're going to see the real insurrection. Because think about it. When the deep state doesn't leave the White House, when the deep state calls upon their people to have riots, yes, you're going to see an insurrection. Yes, I do believe it will start out as the Trump supporters, but I think this will quickly move to them saying they're not leaving. And I think that's going to happen as we get closer and closer to where they have to certify the elections. So think about it. When we have the elections, yes, they're going to try to build it up that Trump supporters are angry, that the elections are delayed, that the elections might not be certified because they're questioning the elections. Yes, they'll try to build this up. But I think as we get closer and closer to the certifying of the election, which is around January 6th or so, just like last time, you're going to see the real insurrection, because I think the deep state players, they're going to go all out to maintain control. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them in the end. But again, before we get there, what are they going to try to do? They're going to try to cheat. And this is why we have the WHO Tedros. He is out there saying, we got to do something. We got to become more aggressive in pushing back the anti-vaxxers. Because again, what do they want to do? They want to release the bird flu. They have vaccines waiting in the wings and they want everyone vaccinated. But what we've come to learn is that everything that they told us was a complete and utter lie. And they knew it was a lie. They knowingly lied to the people. And Dr. Birx, in her book, she continually told everyone that they made all this up. After the first 10 days to lower the spread of lockdowns, Fauci and Birx demanded to extend. Dr. Birx admitted in her book and before Congress, much guidance issued to mitigate the pandemic was arbitrary. Birx lied to the Trump administration. Fauci lied to the people. And we have Dr. Birx, Scarf Lady. She's lying once again to the people of this country. She is saying that we need weekly testing for millions of U.S. cows and dairy workers for the asymptomatic bird flu. And now we know that the bird flu, it's basically mutating, and now it's affecting people. They're trying to really push this pandemic like they did the last time. But you have to remember, the last time they lied to the people. They're lying to the people once again. Listen to Fauci lie. Remember, he was just in a hearing. He was just questioned. Let's go back in time to 2020, 2021, 2022, and let's listen to Fauci lie. Wide Awake Media put this out on X. Take a listen.
Criticizing science, because I represent science.
If you're vaccinated, you really don't need to worry about getting it in a way that's serious or transmitting it.
That is true. That is correct, Chris. It'll either protect you completely against infection, and the chances are very likely that you'll not be able to transmit it to other people. The risk is extremely low of transmitting it to anybody else. Full stop.
Vaccinated people are clearly capable of transmitting the infection.
When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better. If people are not wearing masks, then maybe we should be mandating it.
I often myself wear two masks and I'm quoting you now, at the population level, masks work at the margins, maybe 10%. To hear that they only work at the margins, maybe 10%, would make a lot of people ask, okay, then why was I wearing a mask?
You're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science.
When you say that this is going to go away tomorrow like magic, when you know that there's no chance it's going to just disappear.
We hope this just goes away, burns itself out.
So my question is, why weren't you straight with the American people about this to begin with?
So the bottom line is, it's a guesstimate. I gave a range.
It seemed in that quote to suggest that you were basing your recommendation on polling and what people could accept. Is that not what you meant?
No, I mean, it's a bit of that.
We're seeing all of these school closures around the country. Is that the right move for children and families?
Yeah, and I think what's going on right now is generally an appropriate approach. You want to start doing something to socially distance yourself. How dramatic that is, closing schools and doing other things, should be proportionate.
It went too far, that particularly for kids who couldn't go to school except remotely, that it's forever damaged them.
Well, I don't think it's forever irreparably damaged anyone.
The U.S. Surgeon General has called it an urgent public health crisis, a devastating decline in the mental health of kids across the country. According to the CDC, the rates of suicide, self-harm, anxiety, and depression are up among adolescents.
And the record will show, Neil, that we didn't recommend shutting everything down.
First of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down.
I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. And that was a very difficult decision, because I knew it would have serious economic consequences, which it did.
Yeah. Because if you look at the people that are politicizing me, there's somebody that all the way over on one level. But there are a lot of other people who look upon me the way they should, as a non-political person that I am.
They're not doing it because they say they don't want to do it. They're Republicans, they don't like to be told what to do. And we got to break that.
But now is the time to do what you're told.
Where did this virus come from, do you think, today? Did it come from a lab? Was it man-made?
When you have the animal-human interface and you have animals that come out of the wild that are sold at these open, what they call them, wet market.
Place of origin was not within the market itself.
No, I don't think you could say that.
There's a report today that another intelligence arm of the U.S. government, this is inside our Energy Department, has joined the FBI in concluding that COVID began with a lab leak in China.
That the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
We now know that a bat coronavirus was enhanced in a lab. The National Institutes of Health acknowledged that it funded research of a virus that was studied at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The experiment, unexpectedly, we're told, made a bat coronavirus more contagious than the original naturally occurring one.
Take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right?
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
They took animal viruses that only occur in animals and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
What we're talking about now is the gain-of-function research in studies that increase predominantly the transmissibility, as well as pathogenesis and alteration of host range of the virus.
Somebody is lying here, Senator. It is you.
I'd have to laugh at that.
I think that tells you everything you need to know. Remember, the unvaccinated were never a threat to society. They were a threat to authority. Johnny Midnight put that out, and I think that sums it up perfectly. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see there are now corporations, there are the NFL teams and many others, they are now basically moving away from Pride Month. And when you look at the NFL, yes, they're still celebrating, but there are certain teams now that are moving away from it. And Wokeness put this out and said the tide is turning. 11 NFL teams did not issue Pride Month statements this year. Why not? Isn't that interesting? And you could see this whole entire racist thing in college where they only allow Asians, blacks, and others in, except, you know, they don't allow white people. They just do use the DEI to bring these people in. It looks like this is completely and utterly falling apart for the deep state players. Christopher Rufo put this out and said, "The grift is over. Henry, you cashed in on George Floyd. You sold some children's books, but your ideological Ponzi scheme has been exposed. You couldn't define racism. Your research center imploded, and you debunked your own theory in a single tweet." He's talking about Ibram Kendi faces a reckoning of his own. So this is what he put out in a tweet. "More than a third of white students lied about their race on college applications, and about half of these applicants lied about being Native American. More than three-fourths of these students who lied about their race were accepted." Christopher Rufo responded to this and said, "Behold the tweet that ended it all. There has never been a self-debunking this spectacular. This is glorious." Absolutely. It shows the colleges are racist. Are they doing it on ability? Are they doing it on scores? Absolutely not. And this is what the Supreme Court said you cannot do. And again, look, all these individuals, they believe they're above the law. There is a two-tier justice system. And every day that passes, the people now are seeing this. They see the liars. They see the criminal syndicate. They see how these people, they don't care about we the people. Because, again, they're installed. They don't represent us. And what's very interesting is that Biden, he is now working with the Capitol police officers to campaign for him and to go around saying that they almost died on January 6th. And they were scared of their lives. And Trump is a threat to democracy. But again, when you look at the videotapes, you see that they're all lying about it. It's all BS. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Republican voters against Trump put this out on X, and it says, "New billboards are live in Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, featuring Republican voters against Trump. I'm a former Trump voter. I won't vote for a convicted felon." Now, you know this was planned. You know this was already set up. Because how did they print these billboards this quickly and get them up on the billboards across the U.S.? This takes time to do. This is absolutely ridiculous. They knew exactly what was going to happen. And you know this is the deep state players that are doing this. Unbelievable. But the other thing that's really unbelievable, and Mike Lee put this out, it says Senator Schumer's brother, Robert Schumer, is a partner in that law firm, Paul Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton, and Garrison. Paul Weiss granted three highly paid attorneys leaves of absence to join the Manhattan District Attorney's Office in its targeting of Donald Trump, just like any other criminal case then, right? So they gave them a leave of absence to help out to get Trump. I think that tells you everything you need to know. Now, Trump, he is asking the judge to lift his gag order. And it looks like that DOJ hatchet man, Matthew Colangelo, he's asking Mershon to keep Trump's gag order in place. So they don't want him saying anything to the people. So basically, during his campaign for presidency, they're trying to shut him up as long as possible. That should tell you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we now have found out who is responsible for telling people to file complaints against U.S. District Judge Cannon, who is overseeing the Biden DOJ-appointed special counsel Jack Smith's classified documents case. In total, more than 1,000 complaints were made against Cannon by radical leftists seeking to have her removed from the case. And the 11th Circuit Judicial Council ordered the court clerk to discard any additional complaints against Cannon. So who was this individual? Well, it looks like it's NBC and MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner. He encouraged his audience to file the complaints. And Kirshner previously worked as a federal prosecutor before joining the NBC network. He has emerged as one of the most vocal supporters of politically motivated prosecutions of Trump and his supporters in recent years. That tells you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Judge Cannon will hold an expanded hearing on the validity of Jack Smith's special counsel appointment. Trump previously filed a motion to dismiss Jack Smith's classified documents charges based on the unlawful appointment and funding of special counsel. And the evidentiary hearing is set for June 21st. So the planned hearing also adds a new unusual twist in the federal criminal national security case against Trump. Cannon said that a variety of political partisans and constitutional scholars not otherwise involved with the case can join in the oral arguments later this month, which means if this is going to happen, this is going to push the trial way after the elections. Now, again, let's think about this. The Supreme Court's going to be ruling on the immunity. If there is no Fani Willis case, there's no Jack Smith case until after the election, and the Supreme Court rules that presidents don't have immunity, or maybe parts of their immunity, can the deep state use it against Trump? No. But can Trump use it against the deep state? Absolutely. And after he uses it against the deep state, can then Congress make it law where the president has immunity? I do believe so. And I do believe we might see something like this. Now, it doesn't mean the Supreme Court is going to rule and say that Trump has no immunity. Again, but what's very interesting about the Supreme Court, if this is cut and dry, why is it taking so long? I mean, if the president has immunity and it's that cut and dry, then the Supreme Court should say, yeah, we looked at everything, that we looked at the documents, and yes, the president has immunity. So we need to think of why it's taking so long. Is it because Trump and the Patriots are setting everything up? Is it because they're pushing the cases back so this way they can actually have the Supreme Court rule in what they actually want to actually bring down the deep state players? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see how this all plays out. But the other thing that's very interesting is since we had Merrick Garland being questioned during the congressional hearing, it looks like the people of this country now realize that Merrick Garland didn't have the authority to actually appoint a special counsel because Congress never authorized a special counsel office to exist. So this is going to be a major, major problem for Merrick Garland. I do believe this is why Cannon is having this hearing. And I do believe this is all going to backfire on them in the end, just like the rigged election in 2020 is going to backfire on them in the end. Because remember, if these same people can go after a political opponent, if these same people can interfere in the election, and these people can actually bring us to war and also send the political opponent into prison, these people wouldn't have a problem rigging the 2020 election. And I think this is what the people are going to see. This is what the people are going to figure out, that if they can do all this, and actually when you see the Epstein information, if they can actually go to Epstein Island and they can, you know, have sex with children and they could be blackmailed and bribed, it's not that far of a reach that they can cheat in the election and overthrow the United States government. I think people are going to start to realize this. And I do believe this is how you build the narrative. And this is how Trump is building the narrative to show the people the truth. You give them a little bit of information every single time, and they start to put the pieces together on their own. And they come to the conclusion on their own. And that's when they see the truth, they go, holy crap, I was right. And that makes them feel good, and it makes them then say, okay, I understand it now. But you can see the deep state players, they did cheat in the 2020 election. Leading report put this out and said Arizona Republican Party has filed a lawsuit against Secretary of State Adrian Fontes after allegedly discovering between 500,000 and 1.3 million illegal voters on the voter rolls, including dead people and non-residents. Eric Trump responded to this and said, if the Democrats can rig a system, they will. Hard to believe that this has taken place in the United States of America. And I agree with Eric Trump. It's hard to believe that it is taking place here, but it is. Because we are run by a criminal syndicate. And this is what Trump and the Patriots are showing people. And what we are now seeing is that Trump, he's getting all these donations from people, a lot of individuals, very small donations. That's a good indicator that the people are with him. And he decided to join TikTok. And Joe Biden's been on TikTok since February. And there is a live counter counting how many people have subscribed to Trump and to Biden. And it's very, very interesting because it updates like every second. Trump right now has 5.6 million followers. Biden has 360,000. This is another indicator showing you that Trump is much more popular than the deep state players. And when you look at it and you look at, let's say, Robert Kennedy Jr., he has 1.3 million. When you look at the Democrats on TikTok, they have 537. When you look at Biden, he has 358,000. When you look at Obama, he has 1.1. Trump has 5.6 million. That tells you everything you need to know. And what's very interesting is Trump, he's going to be getting the D's on his side. This is why he's going to be visiting all the blue areas. And he told the people out in the South Bronx, thank you for your support. He's going to be going to Chicago. He's going to be going to Detroit. He's going to go to Philadelphia. Looks like he's going out to Vegas. He's going to be going to Tennessee. So he's going to a lot of blue areas. I know some of those places aren't blue areas, but he's going to be going to those blue areas and he's going to rally the people around him. And yes, the people are going to see him. They're going to see how many people are rallying around him, and he's going to infiltrate all the blue areas. And once again, Trump, I think in the end, he wants to show the deep state players that he definitely has the people. And he just announced this a new initiative, and it's called Swamp the Vote. So Trump announced he's launching a move to increase and encourage Republican early voting, as well as the use of mail-in and absentee ballots in the upcoming November presidential election, reversing course on previous comments he's made about the practice. Calling the campaign Swamp the Vote, Trump said that the Republicans must win, and we will use every appropriate tool to beat the Democrats because they're destroying our country. We have to get rid of mail-in ballots because once you have mail-in ballots, you have crooked elections. However, Trump also recently suggested that Republicans need to embrace early voting and so-called ballot harvesting in states that allow it. So what is he doing? He's actually countering what the D's are doing. Now, I do believe this is on purpose because as the polls go down for Biden, it's going to be much, much more difficult for Biden to cheat, even if he has the illegals. If Trump now is putting this or launching this movement where we're going to swamp the vote, he is now countering their cheating system. So this is going to make it very, very difficult for the D's to cheat this time around. Why would Trump want to do this? Because I do believe Trump wants the people to vote outside of their system. And how do you vote outside of their system? Well, you got to make them believe that they can't cheat. And the only alternative is to actually delay the election. Think about where we're headed. We're headed towards war. Will they use a cyber attack? I do believe Trump wants them to hit their own cheating system. And he wants the people to use paper. But I don't believe he's going to come out and say, hey, we should use paper, because everyone will go, that's suspicious. Instead, allow the deep state to destroy their own system so they can delay the election because they can't cheat. And then they're responsible for having the election using paper. Because remember, there's backups. There's nothing in the Constitution that says we don't have an election. So I do believe Trump wants them responsible for all this, just like they're responsible for the border. They're responsible for destroying the economy. They're responsible for bringing us to war. Trump has counter moves to counter everything that they're doing. They're responsible for that. I'm going to fix it. That's what he's doing. So he wants them to destroy their own system. So this way, it wasn't my, this is what Trump is saying, this is not my decision. They're the ones who destroy their own system. That's why we have to use paper. You think the people will go along with this? Absolutely. How do you secure the election? You make sure you're not using their system. And Trump, he did this back in 2016. Let's go back to post 14, October 31st, 2017. I'm going to read down below in the middle and then down below. It says, was the election supposed to be rigged? Did good people prevent the rigging? They did. They prevented it how in 2016? They used the Electoral College. They never expected that. Why did POTUS form a panel to investigate, to figure out how they cheated? And they did figure it out. Was Trump asked to run for president with assurances made to prevent tampering? How is POTUS always five steps ahead? Who's helping POTUS? The military. Then I want to go to post 4413, June 4th, 2020. Down below, it says the following. And think about the 2020 election. Think about the military. Think about approaching war as I read this. Those loyal to our constitutional republic and our command structure. Those loyal to the office of the president and the will of the people. Those who swore an oath to protect and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Those good people who serve proudly for America, Castle Rock, for God and country. Remember the movie Lord of the Flies? It's also a book. Well, think about it. In that movie, there was a place that was called Castle Rock. So Castle Rock comes to symbolize control and power. And basically, this was a place called Castle Rock where they believed they had the power. So Castle Rock comes to symbolize control and power. And after Jack forms his own tribe, he relocates his hunters to Castle Rock, and the Stony Fort becomes the seat of Jack's power on the island. The boy's name for the fort, Castle Rock, becomes incredibly fitting as Jack's rise to power and total control over his tribe resembles that of a king. He has other boys tortured on his command, and the approach to the castle is unassailable. In many ways, Castle Rock also represents the boys turning away from civilization and their final descent into savagery. So when you look at D.C. and you look at the White House, it's almost the same, where they believe they're in power, where they believe they are the dictator. They believe that they're in control and they have moved away from civilization and they're destroying this country. Think about it. It's very, very similar to what happened on Lord of the Flies. And if we let this continue here in this country, it would turn out to be like Lord of the Flies on a much grander scale. So I'm wondering if this is what Castle Rock actually means. And this is very, very interesting that we see the similarities between the two. But in the end, where Biden is, that's not his seat of power. That's not where the power comes from. The power comes from the people. The power comes from the people understanding the truth. And I do believe Trump realized that. He's the commander in chief. He doesn't have to be in D.C. Trump has the people. The people are behind him. The people are going to take back the country because the people have the true power. It's not in D.C. It's not in any other capital in the city. It's none of these places. It's we, the people, that have the power. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.